Hello and welcome once again to Come All Ye. Bruce Cameron with you for folk music right here on Community Radio 2MCE. Thanks for your company. Today we go back to John Prine for a featured album, the late John Prine, one of the first victims of COVID in the music scene, that is, and Americana folk music scene. He wasn't well before COVID and he was considerably worse after it. But that's ahead. We'll start with some tunes from a couple of brothers from Shetland, Ross and Ryan Cooper. First tune is a traditional one called I Ne'er Shall Ween Her. Then Hold Up the Sky, composed by Brian Finnegan, and Free Falling. It's the third one in the set. Fairly well-known tune composed by Michael McGoldrick, flute player from Manchester. Certain jazz style to a lot of music from Shetland. We heard there Ross Cooper playing fiddle and his brother Ryan playing guitar. And particularly with the guitar accompaniments, they tend still to play in a style made very well known in that part of the world by a guitarist named Peary Willie Johnson. Peary being a little Shetland term for small. And he was a wee fella. But Willie Johnson was a mighty guitarist. He was born in 1920, and when he was a young fella, it was kind of the beginning of shortwave radio broadcasts coming across the Atlantic, and he really got into jazz guitar as a result of that, and has influenced so many Shetland guitarists ever since. He's gone now. He died in 2007, but that almost vamping jazz style lives on in the music of so many Shetland guitarists, including Ryan Cooper. Those tunes, I Ne'er Shall Ween Her, a traditional one, and Brian Finnegan's tune, Hold Up the Sky, and then Michael McGoldrick's composition, Free Falling. Welcome to Come All Ye.
A sergeant and three constables rode out from Mansfield Town near the end of last October for to hunt the Kellys down. They headed for the Wombat Hills and thought it quite a lark to be camped along the borders of a creek called Stringy Bark. Scanlon and the sergeant rode away to search the scrub, leaving McIntyre and Lonigan in camp to cook the grub. Ned Kelly and his comrades came to take a nearer look, for being short of flour they wished to interview the cook. As troopers at a stump alone they were well pleased to see, watching as the billy boiled to make their pints of tea. They choked and chatted gaily, never thinking of alarm, till they heard the dreaded cry behind, "Bail up, throw down your arms." The traps they started wildly, back and firmly stood, while Lonigan made tracks to gain the cover of the wood. Brad Kelly muttered sadly as he loaded up his gun, "Oh, what a flame and pity that the bastard tried to run." Sergeant and his mate came riding blindly through the bush to meet a cruel fate. "The Kellys have the drop on you," cried McIntyre aloud, but the troopers thought it was a joke and set their horses proud. Trooper Scanlon made a move, his rifle to unsling, but to his heart a bullet sped and death was in its sting. And Kennedy leapt from his mount and ran for cover near, and bravely fought until the last for all that he held dear. McIntyre, his life at stake, rode off from Mansfield Town. He broke the news that made men vow to shoot the Kellys down. So from that hour, the Kelly gang was hunted far and wide, until the day they died.
The Bushwhackers, of course. How could you not recognise the voice of Dobe Newton? Stringy Bark Creek, otherwise answering to the name The Ballad of Ned Kelly. You're listening to Come All Ye. I'm glad you are. Here's Nuala Kennedy, a musician, singer from Ireland. This is The Banks of the Roses.
When I was a wee thing, I heard my mother say that But I was meant for rambling on an easy ghost trip. Before that I would work, I would rather sport and play with my Johnny on the banks of Red Roses. On the banks of the roses, my love and I sat down. He took out his fiddle for to play his love a tune. In the middle of the tune, his love got up and cried, Johnny, dearest Johnny, don't you leave me. So they walked and they talked till they came into a cave, where the night before her darling had spent digging on her grave. The night before her darling had spent digging on her grave. Oh no, no, cried she, that grave's on my
Three tunes in that set. The Smiling Bride, which is a Charlie Lennon tune. The Night Before Larry Was Stretched, recalling a close encounter with the gallows. Also a traditional tune. And Larry Redickens was the third one, taught to these two musicians by Leo McCann. We heard Leo McCann playing accordion on that track. The two head musicians on that album, Claire Mann, who plays fiddle, and Aaron Jones, playing bouzouki. We hear them quite often on the program because they are very good. Usually if I take a track from that particular album, which I've just dropped, called Secret Orders, I tend to play one of the songs, but I thought I'd give an instrumental a go there. Next, from New Zealand. This is a traditional tune from, or traditional song from New Zealand, sung not by a New Zealander, but by Jerry Hallam, who spent a little while living in this country. I don't know that he lived in New Zealand at any point, but he picked up this song along the way. It's called Bright Fine Gold. Sliding away there with a song from New Zealand tradition, Bright Fine Gold, about the New Zealand gold rush. Yes, folks, of course there was a New Zealand gold rush. You probably know that one a pecker, two a pecker riff refers to place names and play on words counting. Jerry Hallam from a limited edition album that he released a couple of years, last year, I think. 2024 it was, yes, called Half a Lifetime Ago. Here's Jackie Oates. We'll hear a song called The Sweet Nightingale, then I'll introduce you to a featured album.
My sweetheart, come along, don't you hear song, the sweet notes where the nightingale sing. Don't you hear the fun tale of the sweet nightingale as she sings in the valley below? As she sings in the valley. My sweetheart, don't fail, I will carry your pail all down to the valley below. she sings in the valley below. Pray leave me alone, I have hands of my own, and along with you, sir, I'll not go. For to hear the fontaine of the sweet nightingale as she sings in the valley below. As she sings in
pretty sweet nightingale sung there by Jackie Oates. A little bit of music there, not from that same song, called Persephone's Arrival in Bovey Tracy. There you go. Which was composed by Jackie Oates and the piano player on this album, Mike Cosgrave. So I didn't realise that the sweet nightingale song used to be sung in Cornish. This was news to me. I read on the sleeve notes, not recently, it's not a new album, but when I first read it, I thought, I didn't know that. But I'll share it with you now. The lyrics were first published in Robert Bell's Ancient Folk Songs of the Peasantry of England in 1857, with the note, "This curious ditty, said to be a translation from the ancient Cornish tongue." The singers were four Cornish miners. The leader said that the song was an established favourite with the lead miners of Cornwall and Devonshire, and was always sung on payday and at wakes, and that his grandfather, who died 30 years before at the age of 100, used to sing the song and say that it was very old. So there you go, the Sweet Nightingale. Quite familiar tune, but interesting backstory. Time for the featured album. And I can tell you that it comes to us from John Prine. Now, John Prine was an interesting character. He grew up in Chicago, learned to play guitar in his teens, and attended classes at the wonderful Old Town School of Folk Music in Chicago. It was very unprepossessing delivery style at the beginning, and in fact it didn't improve greatly, I suppose, to be fair, right through his life. I think I said earlier that he was one of the first musicians in this era to succumb to the COVID virus. He'd been pretty ill for quite a while. In fact, he'd survived cancer twice, but COVID got him in the end in the year 2000. The featured album is called The Singing Mailman Delivers, and indeed John Prine worked as a postman for a while before he was able to go full-time playing music. Chris Christopherson helped him out enormously in those early days to get a head start in the music industry. He got inspiration from just doing his mail rounds. He wrote a lot of social content songs along the way. This is one. This refers back to older people's loneliness and isolation, social isolation. Terrific song. One of the first of his that I learned. It's called Hello In There, from John Prine's album, The Singing Mailman Delivers, featured album on the program today.
In the city, and me and Loretta liked living there. It'd been years since the kids had grown a life of their own and left us alone. John and Linda live in Omaha, and Joe is somewhere on the road. We lost Davy in the Korean War, and I still don't know what for. Don't matter anymore. You know that old trees just grow stronger, and old rivers grow wilder every day. Old people just grow lonesome, waiting for someone to say hello in there, hello. We don't talk much more. She sits and stares through the back door screen, and all the news just repeats itself like some forgotten dream that we've both seen. Someday I'll go and call up Rudy. We work together at the factory. What can I say if you ask what's new? Nothing much with you, nothing much to do. You know that old trees just grow stronger, and old rivers grow wilder every day. Old people just grow lonesome, waiting for someone to see hello in there, hello. Mm-hmm. you're walking down the street sometime and spot some hollow ancient ass. Well, please don't just pass them by and stare as if you didn't care. Say hello in there.
John Prine, Hello in There, from our featured album today called The Singing Mailman Delivers. That was recorded in 1970, and he actually could sing in 1970. His voice didn't improve with age, sadly, but he was in his mid-20s then, and he'd already written some outstanding songs, including that one of his best for my money, Hello in There. John Prine died at the age of 73 in 2020. Now, another legend, I reckon, was Joe Cooley. Joe Cooley was an accordion player originally from Galway. Spent a lot of time in America. This was him, I think, in a pub in the village where he came from, Peterswell in South Galway. He'll tell you a little bit about what's going on. A tune called The Boys of the Loch, not the band called The Boys of the Loch. This is a tune called The Boys of the Loch and Miss Monaghan.
America's a very big place, but I think I was in most towns in it anyway. Philadelphia, Chicago, it was. And the old place has been 9 years.
What sort of musicians did you meet over there yourself?
I met some very good ones. And in Boston, I met the Cronins, you know, from Kerry. In New York, there was an awful lot of musicians, pipers, and you haven't seen the coloured people. And when they hear an Irish tune, they tamp their feet anyway. It's the only music that brings people to their senses, I think. Yeah.
Joe Cooley with two tunes, The Boys of the Loch and Miss Monaghan. And if you have a problem with that baron, don't blame me. take it up with Joe, because playing the Baron was Joe Cooley's brother, Jack.
And Luke to see a tappet hen. Oh, blithe, blithe and merry was she, blithe was she, button Ben. Oh, we'll salute a hoik, Jill. And Luke to see a tappet hen. Oh, blithe, blithe and merry was she, blithe was she, button Ben. Oh, we'll salute a hoik, Jill. And Luke to see a tappet hen. Oh, blithe, blithe and merry was she, blithe was she, button Ben. Oh, we'll salute a hoik, Jill. And Luke to see a tappet hen. Oh, blithe, blithe and merry was she, blithe was she, button Ben. Oh, we'll salute a hoik, Jill. And Luke to see a tappet hen.
Blithe, blithe and merry was she. That's the cleaned up version, you might say, of Andrew and his Cutty Gun, an older Scots song, from an album called Rare by Jock Thompson's Bairns. Well arranged song, I think, that one. I've had one comment about the Baron on that track from Joe Cooley, quite succinctly saying, blood is thicker than water. Very true, very true. But it was a fairly unrestrained Baron accompaniment. Didn't help Joe Cooley at all on that album. Anyway, that's then. This is now. Here's another one from John Prine. This goes by the catchy title of Great Society Conflict Veterans Blues. It has other names. And again, it's one to make you think.
Sam Stone came home to his wife and family after serving in the conflict overseas. And the time that he served had shattered all his nerves and left a little shrapnel in his knee. But the morphine eased the pain, and the grass grew around his brain and gave him all the confidence he lacked. with a purple heart and a monkey on his back. There's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. And Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone's Welcome Home didn't last too long. He went to work when he'd spent his last dime. And Sammy took to stealing when he got that empty feeling for a $100 habit without overtime. And the gold rolled through his veins like 1,000 railroad trains. And eased his mind in the hours that he chose, while the kids ran around wearing other people's clothes. There's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. And Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone was alone when he popped his last balloon, climbing walls while sitting in a chair. Well, he played his last request while the room smelled just like death, with an overdose hovering in the air. But life had lost its fun, and there was nothing to be done but trade his house that he bought on the GI Bill for a flag-draped casket on a local hero's hill. There's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios.
Great Society Conflict Veterans Blues from the featured album by John Prine called The Singing Mailman Delivers. Now, this album was recorded in August 1970, and I just remind you that the Vietnam War was going strong in August 1970, so John Prine was pretty much on the money there with that one. He expressed the view of a generation, I think. John Prine from Chicago. Here's Bruce Molsky from New York.
Thank you. won't drink some, Paddy won't drink some good old cider. Paddy won't drink some, Paddy won't drink some, Paddy won't drink some good old cider. Working hard on the battle wings. Come a cow cow, you can come a cow cow, you can yip yip. Come a cow cow, you can come a cow cow, you can yip yip. What was the greatest battle ever on the Western Plain? What was the greatest battle ever on the Western Plain? Is when me and a bunch of cowboys rolled into Jesse James. Come a cow cow, yippee, come a cow cow, yippee, yippee, yippee. Come a cow cow, yippee, come a cow cow, yippee, yippee, yippee. Well, when me and a bunch of cowboys rolled into Jesse James. When me and a bunch of cowboys rolled into Jesse James. Well, the bullets, they were flying just like a shower of rain. Come a cow cow, you can come a cow cow, you can yip yip yip. Come a cow cow, you can come a cow cow, you can yip yip yip. Ever on Bunker Hill. What was the greatest battle ever on Bunker Hill? That's when me and a bunch of cowboys rolled into Buffalo Bill. Come a cow cow, you can come a cow cow, you can yip yip yip. Hey, come a cow cow, you can come a cow cow, you can yip yip yip.
was a bit more subdued there, wasn't it? Being played by Kathy Jordan, singing Out on the Western Plains, Shamie O'Dowd, also playing a bit of fiddle there too, and Rick Epping playing harmonica. Those three perform as a group called The Unwanted. The album is Music from the Atlantic Fringe, and it's very good. It was a featured album on the program a while ago, probably as soon as it came out. The reel there at the end, after that probably a Leadbelly song, Out on the Western Plains, the reel is called Jenny's Welcome to Charlie. And it's unusual addition to that song, but it seemed to work all right. Now, one thing I didn't do was tell you who was playing with Bruce Molsky on that previous track. The music, once again, was Paddy, Won't You Drink Some Good Old Cider, but you could probably work out the name of the track because that's about all the lyrics there were. Bruce Molsky on the album with the trio Big Hoedown. Molsky playing fiddle, banjo and vocals. Rafe Stefanini also playing fiddle, banjo and singing. And Beverly Smith played guitar and on some tracks was singing as well. So, apologies to them for not introducing them appropriately. You're listening to Come All Ye. So, there's another type of percussion that works quite well. On a track called Hoof and Mouth, the mouth being provided by Mark Graham, playing harmonica, he wrote the tune, and the hoof, Sandy Silver, she was doing what is described as percussive dance. And those two musicians are members of Open House, or at least they were when this album came out. Kevin Burke's open house. Kevin Burke, wonderful fiddle player, but no sign of him on that track. They didn't need him, did they? They just got on with it. Mark Graham, harmonica, and Sandy Silver, feet. This is from a formidable quartet. Eliza Carthy, Lucy Farrell, Bella Hardy, and Kate Young. They all play fiddle, just by the way, but they also sing.
When first I came to Yorkshire not many years ago, I met with a little Yorkshire lass, and I'd have you all to know. And she was both blithe and buxom, she was beautiful and gay. And when I went to court the lass, I heard her daddy say, "Treat me daughter decent, don't do her any harm. And when I die, I'll leave you both me tiny little farm. Me cow, me pig, and me sheep, and goats, me stock, me fields and barn, and all the little chickens in the garden." When first I went to court the lass, she was so blooming shy. She never said a dicky bird while the folks stood by. But as soon as we were on our own, she made me name the day. Oh, listen while I tell you what her daddy used to say. "Treat me daughter decent, don't do her any harm. And when I die, I'll leave you both me tiny little farm. Me cow, me pig, and me sheep, and goats, me stock, me fields and barn, and all the little chickens in the garden." And so I wed my Yorkshire lass, so pleasing to my mind. I always did prove true to her, and she's proved true and kind. We've got three bairns and they're grown up now, there's a grandman on the way. And when I look into her eyes, I hear her daddy say, "Treat me daughter decent, don't do her any harm. And when I die, I'll leave you both me tiny little farm. Me cow, me pig, and me sheep, and goats, me stock, me fields and barn, and all the little chickens in the garden. Treat me daughter decent, don't do her any harm. And when I die, I'll leave you both me tiny little farm. Me cow, me pig, and me sheep, and goats, me stock, me fields and barn, and all the little chickens in the garden."
Town in Kentucky that my parents were from, and they used to take us, all us kids, down there when we were little, and we liked it a whole lot. And anyway, a couple years back, Peabody Coal and Mining Company bought up all the land down there and tore the whole town down. They strip mined it, so there isn't nothing left down there now but just a big mess. So I wrote this song called Paradise.
When I was a child, the family would travel down to western Kentucky, where my parents were born. And there's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lays? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Well, sometimes we'd travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Adry Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lays? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Then the coal company came with the world's largest shovel, and he tortured the timber and stripped all the land. Well, they dug further coal till the land was forsaken, and they rode it all down as the progress of man. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lays? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. When I die, let my ashes float down the Green River, let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting just 5 miles away from wherever I am. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lays? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
And John Prine's mother's family did come from Muhlenberg County in western Kentucky. Mr. Peabody's coal trains are still hauling coal from all over the place, even in New South Wales, not far from where I am right now. But that's another story. Before John Prine, we heard Carfi, Hardy, Farrell and Young with a good rendition of Chickens in the Garden. A love story now, with a bit of a difference. It comes to us from Bruce Watson, Melbourne singer-songwriter, and it's called Captain Moonlight, a love story. Andrew George Scott, Bruce Watson writes, was an eccentric chap who led a checkered life, eventually becoming a not very competent bushranger. He gave himself the moniker Captain Moonlight and formed a gang with five impressionable young men. They ranged into New South Wales and eventually took dozens of people hostage in a bizarre siege, which ended in the death of two of his gang and one policeman. Scott's dying wish was to be buried next to his lover, James Nesbitt, but it wasn't granted. But 100 years later, there was a successful campaign to have his bones disinterred and reburied at the Gundagai Cemetery, where he now lies near James, under a beautiful gum tree.
Tomorrow I will step up to the gallows. I only ask you grant me one last wish, for when I'm gone, I'm a man who's done wrong. I will face the fiery flames. All I ask is to be laid beside my true love, dear young James. May we lay together, side by side, my friend. May we rest in peace. I did the crime, I served my time in Pentridge. 7 years for robbery and other deeds besides. But I treasure that time yet, for it's there that we two met. To never part again, till he lay in my arms and died. May we lay together, side by side, my friend, may we rest in peace. Well, the traps, they gave us no peace back in Melbourne. So and James and four young men, we headed for the bush. Captain Moonlight and his gang, raising hell across the land, till we met our match at Wantabadgery, up past Gundagai. When that squatter said move on, well, my patience, it was gone. So we drew our guns and bailed them up. We would fight or we would die. May we lay together, side by side, my friend. May we rest in peace. Came my young boys fought so bravely. Poor Gus was only 15 and they shot him in the side. But when I saw my James lying there where he was slain, I lay my head upon his breast, I kissed him and I cried. May we lay together, side by side, my friend, may we rest in peace. Tomorrow I will step up to the gallows. I will pray for God's forgiveness and I'll whisper my love's name. On my finger is a ring that I'll wear unto my grave. It's woven from a lock of the hair of my dear James. May we lay together, side by side, my friend. May we rest in peace. We lay together, side by side, my friend. May we rest in peace. May we lay together.
In the early part of this century, around 2003, I think, David DeSanti and his then sister-in-law, Jane Brownlee, were given access to the National Library of Australia's folklore collection, collected music, and they made a couple of albums which were released as sets for dancers. That's why it was fairly subdued and not too overly arranged, those four tunes that we heard there, four shotishas. Rita Croker's shotish from an Aboriginal button accordion player, Rita Croker from Mungindi in New South Wales. Gundy's shotish from Leo and Charlie Donoghue of Launceston in Tassie. Logan Vivi's shotish from Charlie Batchelor from Bingara, New South Wales. Paddy Godden's shotish. Paddy Godden came from Forbes in New South Wales. And they're all there on an album called Australian Traditional Dance Tunes, A Swag of Treasures. And indeed they are. You're listening to Come All Ye, a song about a witch.
Susanna Martin was a witch who dwelt in Amesbury. With brilliant eye and salty tongue, she worked her sorcery. Aunt went into the judge's court, the sheriffs brought her hither. The lilacs drooped as she passed by, and then were seen to wither. A witch she was, though trig and neat, with comely head held high. It did not seem that one as she would Satan so would buy. When in court the afflicted ones proclaimed her evil ways, she laughed aloud and boldly then met cut matters gaze. Who hath bewitched these maids? He asked, and strong was her reply. If they be dealing in black arts, ye know as well as I. Then the stricken ones made moan as she approached it near. They saw her shape upon the beam, so none could doubt was there. The neighbors frowned, swore to the truth of her satanic powers, that she could fly or land on stream. She had appeared a cat of fearsome mien.
Susanna Martin, the words put together by John Allison from transcripts of the Salem Witch Trials of 1692. How about that? We heard it there, sung by Deirdre Moynihan, along with a couple of her brothers, Dermot and Dunica, playing Eland pipes and whistles and guitars, and she sometimes plays fiddle. Pat Marsh sometimes playing bouzouki and mandolin and octave bouzouki. And Tola Custy, who runs the best record CD shop in Ennis in County Clare, he was playing fiddle. Calico, the group, Song Dogs, the album. Another one now from John Prine. Not so much social content in this one, just how to get through the day.
When I woke up this morning, things were looking bad. Seemed like total silence was the only friend I had. A bowl of oatmeal tried to stare me down, and one, and it was 12 o'clock before I realized I was having no fun. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well, last time I checked my bankroll, it was getting thin. Sometimes it seems like the bottom is the only place I've been. I chased a rainbow down a one-way street, dead end. And all my friends turned out to be insurance salesmen. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well, I sat down in the closet with all my overalls, trying to get away from all the ears inside my walls. I dreamed the police heard everything I thought. What then? Well, I went to court and the judge's name was Hoffman. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun.
I've no idea what that song's about, but it sounds like fun, doesn't it? Illegal Smile from John Prine. Our featured album tonight is... Tonight. Today. Might be tonight. I don't know when you're listening. You could be listening to the podcast. The album, The Singing Mailman Delivers, by John Prine, and it was released on a label that he co-founded called Oh Boy. And all the songs come from, or the ones we're hearing today anyway, come from early solo studio recordings. In fact, his earliest solo studio recordings, 1970. There's some other stuff on there as well. A complete live performance from a concert, also in 1970, at a small Chicago nightclub. John Prine. Here's someone else who isn't performing a great deal anymore. This is Nick Jones. He had a devastating car accident in 1982 and hasn't recorded since. However, people got together in about 2005, 2006, and assembled a whole bunch of recordings that were made at concerts he made back in the early 80s. That album, which it eventually became, is called Game, Set, Match, and some of them are quite good, in fact unique recordings of Nick Jones. Here he is with Plowman Lads.
a plowman lad, and some summer day he'll be all my own. Singing laddie, and sing laddie, plowman lads are all the go. I love his face and I love his skin. I love the very cart he harrows in. Singing laddie, and sing laddie, plowman lads are all the go. Glen could have gotten a miller, all his dust would have made us choke. Singing laddie, ah, and sing laddie, oh, plowman lads are all the go. Down yonder glen could have gotten a merchant, all his goods were not worth a groat. Singing laddie, ah, and sing laddie, oh, plowman lads are all the go. I see him coming down from the town, all his ribbons hanging down. Singing laddie, ah, and sing laddie, oh, plowman lads are all the go. Down yonder glen there's a plowman lad, and some summer day he'll be all my own. Singing laddie, ah, and sing laddie, oh, plowman lads are all the go.
Nick Jones and Plowman Lads. When do you celebrate Christmas? Here's a tune called Old Christmas. And Bruce Mulski comes back to the program for this one, along with, he's playing fiddle once again, Brittany Haas also playing fiddle, Julian Large playing guitar, Joe Phillips on bass, and Jamie Stone playing banjo. Jamie Stone took on a project to record a whole bunch of stuff that was in the Alan Lomax collection. So many good tunes and good recordings there. This Old Christmas came from a fellow named George Custer Nicholson. And I don't know much about him, but he recorded for the Library of Congress in 1937, and apparently then he was one of the oldest fiddlers that Lomax recorded on the Kentucky field trip of the time. So he was probably born around the time of the Civil War. So Old Christmas. Thank you. tune, fun to play, Old Christmas. I find out from Wikipedia that one of the traditional names for the 6th of January, which is generally known as Epiphany, was Little Christmas or Women's Christmas. Irish Christians and the Amish called it that. Oh, well, as long as you have Christmas and then on the 25th of December, you could have another one. Here's Faye Heald, fine English singer, with a song called Katie Catch.
Down in yonder meadow where the green grass grows, little Katie Catch goes washing all the clothes. She sang and she sang and she sang so sweet. Come over, Johnny Walker, come over the street. Katie Catch, come draw the latch and sit by the bar and sing. Take a cup and fill it up and let the neighbours in. Little Katie Catch, she made her pudding nice and sweet. Young Johnny Walker took a spoonful to eat. Taste, love, don't say no. Tomorrow we'll be married to the church we will go. Katie Catch, come draw the latch and sit by the bar and sing. Take a cup and fill it up and let the neighbours in.
Supper, babe, I ran off with the Fuller brush band. And I miss the way she used to yell at me, the way she used to cuss and moan. And if I ever go out and get married again, I'll never leave my wife at home. Well, I sat down at the table, screamed and I hollered and cried, and I commenced to carry on till I almost lost my mind. And I miss the way she used to yell at me, the way she used to cuss and moan. And if I ever go out and get married again, I'll never leave my wife at home. If I ever see another salesman coming knocking at my door, I'm gonna pick up a rock and hit him on the head and knock him down on the floor. Cause I miss the way she used to yell at me, the way she used to cuss and moan. And if I ever go out and get married again, I'll never leave a wife at home.
John Prine and the Frying Pan, and the Fuller Brush Man, one of those door-to-door salesmen. Here's the new Lost City Ramblers, Weave Room Blues.
Working in the weave room, fighting for my life, trying to make a living for my kids and my wife. Some are needing clothing and some are needing shoes, but I'm getting nothing but them weave room blues. I got the blues, I got the blues, I got them awful weave room blues. I got the blues, the weave room blues. With your looms and slamming shuttles bouncing in the floor, and when you flag your fixer, you can see that he's sore. I'm trying to make a living, but I'm thinking I will lose, for I'm going crazy with them weave room blues. I got the blues, I got the blues, I got them awful weave room blues. I got the blues, the weave room blues. Breaking with the devil's coming through. The devil's in your alley and he's coming after you. Our hearts are aching, let us take a little booze, but we're going crazy with them weave room blues. I got the blues, I got the blues, I got them awful weave room blues. I got the blues, the weave room blues. Breakouts and hot us by the score. Cloth all rolled back and piled up in the floor. The bats are running in, the strings are hanging to your shoes. I'm simply dying with them weave room blues. I got the blues, I got the blues, I got them awful weave room blues. I got the blues.
That's the new Lost City Ramblers. Here's the last track from John Prine we'll hear today. Your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore.
Sing with me. This is an old spiritual. Make your socks roll up and down.
Well, digesting Reader's Digest in the back of the dirty bookstore. A plastic flag with gum on the back fell out on the floor. Well, I picked it up and I ran outside, slapped it on my window shield. And if I could see old Betsy Ross, I'd tell her how good I feel. But your flag and decal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore.
I bet Merle Haggard's jealous.
Well, I went to the bank this morning, and the cashier said to me, if you join the Christmas club, we'll give you 10 of them flags for free. Well, I didn't mess around a bit. I took him up on what he said, and I stuck them stickers all over my car and one on my wife's forehead. But your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore.
Mormon Tabernacle, they got nothing on us. Here we go. Oh, the sad part, I forgot. I shouldn't have laughed.
Well, I got my windshield so filled with flags I couldn't see.
So I ran my car upside a curb, right into a tree. By the time they got the doctor down, I was already dead. And I'll never understand why the man standing in the pearly gates said, "But your flag cow won't get you into heaven anymore. We're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag cow won't get you into heaven.
Yeah, so you've been warned. John Prine from 1970, The Singing Mailman Delivers. Our featured album today. I hope you enjoyed the tracks that I've chosen from it for you. I leave you with a track from a group called Skyhook. And here, what are we up to? Phil's Jig, Dutchman's Frolics, and Tom's Thumb. Two Irish jigs followed by one written by Kath James, who's a member of this group. She wrote the tune for her nephew, Tom, Tom's Thumb. So, once again, thanks for your company. I'm Bruce Cameron. We'll do it all again soon. You've been listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE Community Radio. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, Community Radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2MCE.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.